You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Having opened at record highs on the back of bolstered expectations of a strong showing by companies during the last quarter of FY24, Indian benchmark indices pared most of their gains to close in the red on Tuesday. BSE Sensex closed 0.8% down from its previous close, while Nifty dipped marginally by 0.1% below its Monday close. The last fiscal year was full of ups and downs for the Indian market. But for one section of companies, FY24 proved to be the best one yet. Small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, took the Indian stock market by storm in the fiscal year ended March. A remarkable 204 SMEs launched their initial public offerings, raising close to 6,000 crore rupees. This marked a massive 167% jump from previous years. Larger companies, on the other hand, could only increase their IPO mop-up by a modest 20%. Mint's market correspondent Mayur Phale Rao writes about the surge, which highlights the rising investor confidence in SMEs. Experts Mayur spoke to point at the rising interest rate for SMEs among high net worth individuals and retail investors. March 2024 alone saw 27 SMEs raise 862 crore rupees, setting a record for the highest number of SME IPOs since September 2023. We're only in the second month of summer, and the country is already struggling with severe heat waves. With heat waves comes scarcity of water. Well, water shortage in metros like Bengaluru makes a lot of noise in the public sphere. What goes under the radar are the depleting sources of water used by farmers. At the time when the government is trying to rein in on food inflation, dwindling water reserves across the country are only going to make it worse for a number of crops. Experts are now predicting an increase in the prices of crucial winter crops like gram, paddy, and maize due to drying up reservoirs. Water levels in India's 150 major reservoirs as of last week stood at 35% capacity. This figure, as reported by the Central Water Commission, not only marks a 17% decrease compared to the previous year, but also falls 2% below the decade's average. These agricultural hurdles are compounded by above-normal temperatures and diseases, particularly affecting states such as Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Tamil Nadu. Pooja Das, who writes on agriculture and climate change for Mint, spoke about the anticipated rise in the price of some key winter crops. Not all is grim, though. Experts predict the price of other key winter crops, such as wheat and mustard, are expected to remain stable. With over 960 million eligible voters and spanning seven phases over 45 days, the upcoming Lok Sabha elections are poised to be the largest democratic event in history. In an unprecedented move to bolster participation in the elections, India Inc. is taking it up on itself to encourage voters. Companies are taking innovative steps to ensure their workforce can exercise their voting rights. Leading from the charge, firms like TCS, Amazon, KPMG, and Quest Corp are making it easier for their employees to vote, even if it means traveling to their registered constituencies. KPMG India, for instance, is offering special leave to employees needing to travel for voting. Tata Sons is providing a day off for Mumbai-based employees to cast their votes. The IT sector, arguably one with a large number of migrant employees, is not behind in this, with HCL and TCS announcing leave policies around the polling schedule. TCS is even planning to let its employees travel to their constituencies for voting. Mint's HR and workplace correspondent Devina Sen Gupta reports on the widespread initiative covering companies of all sizes and underscoring the commitment of India Inc. to democratic participation. Amid rising global crude oil prices, now surpassing $90 per barrel due to fresh geopolitical tensions, India's domestic petrol and diesel prices are a focal point of speculation, especially with the election season upon us. The surge in Brent crude prices, coupled with the Indian crude basket's price increase of over 10% since the year's start, raise questions about potential impacts on India's oil marketing companies. So, what's causing this price hike? The backdrop of these price hikes include an attack on Iran's embassy in Syria, escalating tensions in the Middle East, and ongoing conflicts between Israel, Palestine, and in Ukraine, which threatens to further disrupt global oil supplies. However, despite these international pressures, it appears unlikely that India will see an adjustment in fuel prices before the election concludes. Mint's auto correspondent Sumant Banerjee explains what the global rise in crude oil prices means for India in today's Mint Primer. In 2017, a peculiar concern was raised in Vistara's boardroom at its Gurugram headquarters. The concern? Discomfort experienced by cabin crew due to their footwear. Such a matter would not typically be discussed at such high levels. This early attention to employee comfort reflected Vistara's commitment to addressing workforce issues earnestly. However, the situation seems to have evolved significantly by 2024. There's a shift in the company's approach to employees' concerns, especially as Vistara undergoes a merger with Air India. This merger has introduced a new pay structure, particularly affecting pilots, leading to considerable unrest and reports of flight cancellations due to pilots calling in sick in protest. The merger aims to standardize pay across the combined entity, reducing Vistara pilots' guaranteed monthly hours from 70 to 40, aligning them with Air India's existing structure. This change has caused distress among pilots, some of whom speak to Mint's aviation correspondents Mihir Mishra and Anu Sharma for today's long story. Mihir and Anu examine how the merger is affecting Vistara's employees, especially junior pilots who are struggling with reduced salaries and unclear career progression prospects. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.